great quarterback. And to what Jay said, and I'm sure he's just saying what Sean told him, we haven't seen him do it in a large enough window. You know, you see a guy throwing the ball 3-4 times a game, a lot of it on trick plays. That's not the type of evaluation I would want. And I know they see him in practice every day, but that's not the kind of evaluation you would want to say, you are our successor to Drew Brees as the franchise quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, a team that has a lot of young talent. I mean, you got Michael Thomas, you got Alvin Kamara, you have a very good offensive line. So it would be surprising to me if you say, okay, no, we're going to run the Ravens offense now. I know Sean could do it. He's a great offensive coordinator, but it seems like you're going away from the strength of your roster if you do that.
We have been looking at your thoughts on this game through the prism of the conversations that you have with your son. You are the Niners fan. He is the Chiefs fan, and you are obviously raising him to be an objective critic of football and trying to come to some of these decisions. So where are we in the negotiations and the discussions surrounding this football game?
You know, I took him to the AFC Championship game, and when the game was over, he's six, and he let out an expletive and said, no. Yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl. So after I got onto him for that, I'll text you guys the video. After I got onto him for that, he said, who are we playing? I said, well, you're either going to play the Niners or the Packers. So I had to then leave him with my parents and fly to Mobile. So I get to the airport, and I call him back, and I said, Emmett, it's going to be Niners Chiefs, man. And he goes, I don't know if that's fair to you because we're going to kill you. Go Chiefs. So
God,
he's
man.
Not budging at all. He got sent home from school this week. He punched an Oklahoma fan. Like, I don't know what to do with this kid. So, I swear to God, he punched an Oklahoma fan because the kid said the Texans and the Chiefs suck. So my kindergartner gets sent home from school. So please tweet me parenting advice. I'm clearly failing.
God, man.
So no, he's not. There's no Niners blood in this kid, man. He is, you know. And I tell him all the time. And for you guys in Chicago, I imagine this is what it would be like to be 6 years old and your favorite team have Michael Jordan. You know, when your favorite team has Patrick Mahomes and you know, Emmett is able because of my job and my connections to get closer to that team than a lot of little 6 year olds are. Mm-hmm. So he is all in, man. He does not care that I've been a Niners fan for 30 years.
Real quick, you mentioned Jacob Eason falling perhaps to the second round. You did your mock drafts at this point. What do we know about the shape of that mock draft and how it might affect what's available for the Bears, either individually or positionally?
I think we're waiting for free agency. I mean, with Eason, it's like he could go 13 to Tampa or he could go to the second round. It's just we're waiting to see the dominoes of Tom Brady, Phillip Rivers, Drew Brees, Marcus Mariota, Teddy Bridgewater. So, you know, right now mock drafts are, you're kind of basing it on, I've heard, you know, this team will go quarterback, this team will go quarterback, the others won't, and a guy like Eason could fall, but we'll see what happens. You know, if a couple of those quarterbacks retire, it could really start to shake things up, you know, or if Ryan Tannehill's not back in Tennessee, that could really shake things up. So Eason could be there, definitely, but, you know, the Bears also have enough picks that if they were to fall for a guy, they could trade up to get them. 2 second-rounders. I know we've seen them trade up for a quarterback in the past, and it didn't necessarily work, but the ammo is there.
What kind of group, I know you got to go here in a second, but what kind of group fell into those two picks that the Bears were looking at? What positions were you like, oh, that's actually fairly deep. There's a good number of these here.
I have a 7-round mock draft coming up Monday morning, guys. So I know. So I ran through this. Tight end looks really, really good for Chicago. Like, you might get Cole Kmet, who will be the first tight end off the board. That's definitely a possibility. I think you can look at the secondary as an area where I think the Bears would like to get a little faster, a little younger. That also really just sketches out well to where one of those, you know, top corners, top safeties could fall. It's a good draft for a lot of the Bears' needs, you know, getting another receiver. It's a historically deep